Next, a story about a man who had a headache. A big headache. He is a lot happier now, but it's taken quite a few years to find out what was wrong with him, and it's involved some dedicated medical and scientific detective work. The man, who's British of Chinese origin, first went to his GP, who couldn't solve the problem, so he was sent to Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge. Consultant neuropathologist Andrew Dean takes up the story, talking to Sarah Shostin.
A rather alarming feature that did come to light on his repeated MR scans was that the lesion that had started in one cerebral hemisphere appeared to be slowly wandering along into another hemisphere across the midline and into a deep part of the brain. It was clearly time to have another attempt at getting a tissue diagnosis of what his problem was.
So you had this patient come in and he had all these disturbances. So what did you do at that point?
Back in 2012, presented with another piece of tissue by our neurosurgeons, definitely something you don't see in East Anglia every day, a worm-like structure which was at least a centimetre long and had features that would really suggest it was a sort of tapeworm.
A tapeworm in this man's brain? This doesn't sound like a very promising thing to find.
Definitely not good for him, but once it's found, at least one can start to think of an appropriate treatment to kill the organism. The main aim, if you can't try and cut the lesion out, and a lesion like this deep in someone's brain isn't very easy to cut out without producing a severe damage, is to find out exactly what it is. Now we knew roughly what the class was going to be. However, I was interested to know if we could confirm the diagnosis using a molecular genetic means, which is certainly feasible given that the worm was fortuitously quite separate from the rest of the inflamed brain. It was possible to take a microscope section, a glass slide, scrape off the bit of worm which would contain its DNA, extract that DNA, purify it up, and perhaps analyse it in terms of whether it could respond particularly well or badly to the standard medication against tapeworms.
In order to treat this patient, they needed to identify exactly which tapeworm this was. I spoke with geneticist Hayley Bennett, who worked on this worm sample to identify the tapeworm.
So our part of the story was really when the pathology department contacted us with the sample and said, "We have this worm, we want to learn more about it." And we were really excited from a scientific point of view to get hold of the sample and sequence the genome of the worm. We only had a very small amount of DNA to work from, 40 billionths of a gram. So we really had to decide carefully what we were going to do with this DNA. First of all, we looked at a gene that is known as the barcode of life, and we used that to confirm what exact species this worm was. And then we had some DNA left over. We were able to make what we call a sequencing library and sequence the genome. For in this particular case of a rare infection, in our analysis, we took potential drug targets that we've already identified at other tapeworms. And if they're also present in this rare worm, there might be a potential for drugs that are developed for the more common worms to be cross-applied and used for the rare infections.
But with this identification, could the man be treated?
Information given back to the infectious diseases physicians allowed them to immediately start some drug treatment. He's been followed up for a couple of years now with fairly regular MRI scans. And the most recent one, which I think was a few months ago now, showed that the lesion in his brain was largely quiescent. And we are hoping, therefore, that he's been effectively cured.
Andrew Dean and Hayley Bennett, they were speaking with Sarah Shostin. So how did that man become infected in the first place? Because that worm he had is only found in China. Well, the medical team think that the patient, who regularly travelled back to China, where he's from, could have accidentally eaten either contaminated raw meat, or at some point he'd used a frog poultice, which is a traditional Chinese remedy for sore eyes, and that is how the worm got in.